Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to talk about a crystal that I personally really enjoy. We're going to discuss chevron amethyst. Now, I've discussed amethyst quite a bit before, but this is a special variety of amethyst. Typically, some of the best chevron amethyst comes from South Africa, and this is just an amazing crystal with this beautiful chevron or triangular pattern that's created between different bands of quartz and amethyst in one stone. So you'll see the white kind of milky quartz interlaced with the purple, violet, and lavender amethyst, and it creates this really beautiful pattern that kind of is like a metaphor for our own personal growth. You see these triangular points kind of reaching up toward the heavens, reaching out toward the universe. And so it's a big metaphor for our own personal and spiritual growth. So chevron amethyst is kind of first and foremost usually used for its ability to help promote spiritual ascension or growth and expand your consciousness. It also really raises your spiritual and energetic vibration. So if you're feeling, you know, really kind of overwhelmed energetically, if you're feeling really dragged down by people and energies around you, rise above it. And this crystal, chevron amethyst, makes an awesome companion for this kind of work, helping you kind of see through all the BS, more or less, and grow beyond it. Now, it also assists you with kind of this mental clarity or this clarity of thought that helps give you insight into other situations. So if there's something that's kind of hidden from you that you need to get some clarity about, if there's something that you're not seeing clearly and you need more information to help you make a decision or just understand kind of everything that's at play or involved, then chevron amethyst also makes a really good companion, especially for meditation, or my favorite use for it is in dream work. So tuck it in your pillowcase, put it on your bedside table, wear a piece of jewelry to bed that has this chevron amethyst crystal, and you'll find that symbolically through your dreams, some of this information kind of starts to reveal itself. So any of that information that's been kind of missing and holding you back from moving forward or making a decision tends to kind of come to the surface, and the stone helps really shine a light on it so that you can better understand everything that's involved. And so that really helps assist you in the decision-making process. Now, you know, I talked a little bit about how this stone is really a consciousness expander, how it helps you move past things and grow beyond things. And for this reason, chevron amethyst is also really helpful for healing past life trauma. So if you had something happen to you with a past life experience that's holding you back or causing some kind of blockage or fear that's making you feel stuck in your current or present lifetime, then reach for one of these crystals. And for this, I really recommend wearing this as a piece of jewelry. So it just helps move your spirit past this experience, heal from this experience, so that you can start fully living the life that you were meant to live here and now. Now, one of the great things I love about this stone, again, because of this chevron banding or patterning, as this is also kind of a metaphor for the ups and downs of life and finding balance through it all. So if you find that you've really been put through the ringer lately, emotionally or physically, and you need to reclaim some balance in your body, mind, and spirit, then chevron amethyst makes a good companion stone for you in that way as well. One kind of last little thing about it is that it really does help enhance meditation because it's this high vibrational stone, and it can assist in communication with your spirit guides, guardian angels, ancestors, totem animals. So it's an excellent stone for kind of you know, opening you up intuitively to that kind of knowledge and wisdom as well. And finally, one way that I've personally used it and have had really good success is to help promote just some peace and calming and help relieve anxiety or worry. I may have mentioned this, but personally, I'm a little prone to anxiety or worry. I'm kind of a high-strung person in a lot of ways. Like I can definitely be really chill and laid back and relaxed, but there are certain things that are big triggers for me and they cause a lot of anxiety or worry. And chevron amethyst, usually in combination with aquamarine and lepidolite, has really been such an important touchstone for me. And I've really gotten a lot of kind of positive personal experience from working with this crystal. So this is an excellent stone to use at your sixth third eye chakra or seventh crown chakra, not only because of that beautiful violet color, but also because of these properties and these inherent abilities to open you up intuitively, to expand consciousness, to assist in personal development and spiritual growth. This stone is really strongly connected with those chakra centers. It's also strongly linked to the zodiac signs of Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, Pisces, and Cancer, and is connected with the elements of air and water. Again, because of that connection to kind of the mental aspect and also intuition. Now, its companion flower is one that you may not have heard of before. It's an ephemeral bulb called Indian hyacinth, and it's this beautiful kind of blue-violet color, and it's just very, very short-lived. It's kind of a spring, early summer bulb, and I find that this flower really resonates energetically with chevron amethyst. So you might be wondering, you know, you probably have heard me talk about these companion flowers and essential oils for different stones if you've listened to previous podcast episodes, and you might be wondering, well, what on earth can I actually do with those? Well, I recommend placing your crystals out in the garden near their companion flowers to really charge them up with good vibes, or bring some of those flowers into the house in the form of cut flowers in a little arrangement, or even just pick the flowers themselves or the petals and put them in a bowl to charge up your crystals with good energy. And in terms of the companion essential oil for this crystal, I recommend iris essential oil, which can be very difficult to find, but it's beautiful, has a really light fragrance, and this crystal is really, you know, connected with iris essential oil because it's so subtle. Although it's really powerful, really strong crystal, it works in kind of a subtle way, so it always comes across as feeling quite gentle. Now, the companion crystal for chevron amethyst is pyrite. A pyrite has such a down-to-earth, strong, kind of masculine energy to it, but it really resonates with the solar plexus chakra and with the crown chakra because of its beautiful golden color. And I find that these two crystals, when you work with them together, there's a lot of balance created in what they do and how they assist you physically and energetically and emotionally. So I love using chevron amethyst with pyrite. Now, chevron amethyst is also commonly known as banded amethyst, or really uncommonly known as amethystine agate. And this can be a little confusing because it's not actually an agate, but this is kind of an old name for this stone. Because it is banded, it used to be commonly confused for an agate, even though it's an amethyst. So that is just about it for our episode today. I hope that you found a lot of value in today's show. If you want more information about anything I discussed in this episode, as always, you can learn more over on the blog at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave me a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe through that link as well so that you never miss a future episode of the podcast. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy.
visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.